Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A startling announcement to many that Bayer said it's going to shutter its operations in Robinson. It employs about 600 workers, and it's been around for half a century. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Yeah, it was a tough day. We've had a lot of winds. Over the last couple of years with, companies announcing that they're coming here, announcing that they're expanding here. But Bayer announcing yesterday, that they're going to be moving over 500 jobs. It's not a good one for the region.
So obviously we had this opportunity to be one of the top tier cities when Amazon was looking for their expansion. And as we learned from you, because of that, a lot of other companies looked at Pittsburgh. So is there any chance they have that beautiful campus out there of attracting another group to come in here?
I think you will. I think it's a great location. And the one good thing that we've seen over the last couple of years is Bayer spun out basically their materials science group to a company now called Covestro. Covestro has hundreds of jobs that were Bayer, former Bayer employees that are here. And a couple of years ago, they did the same with a company called Lanxess that is in Pittsburgh and growing. So, they're going to take 2 years to do this. So we're going to do everything we can to help with these workers to find opportunities for them, find jobs for them. The good news in Pittsburgh right now is there are a lot of jobs. There's a lot of jobs that are available, particularly in administration and IT and some of the service jobs that the Bayer headquarters had. So that's the good news. And then some of these folks probably will want to stay with Bayer and then move. And that's certainly, what they want to do is fine too. But we're going to work with these folks. And over a two-year period, hopefully, we'll be able to help these folks stay in Pittsburgh if that's what they want to do.
Well, you bring up a good point, and that is that Covestro was part of Bayer and spun off, so they're not going anywhere, at least now, are they?
No, not at all. They're very happy here, and when you talk to our folks, Jerry McCleary and his team, they are very involved in the civic operations here in Pittsburgh. They're great corporate citizens and have been great, and Bayer has been too. They've been good folks to work with and, they're going to continue to help and do the things with education and some of the things that they work with. They work very closely with the disability community. So, again, we're hoping that that'll continue. But, when you lose a corporate headquarters, it's not a good thing. There's no getting around that.
Shifting gears for a second, Rich, I know yesterday you were at Inauguration Day, a significant for Western Pennsylvania with Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman. We talked to him earlier in the week. He kind of joked he hadn't worn a suit in a while, had to go to the dry cleaners. And what was yesterday's swearing in like?
Well, it was exciting. It was exciting certainly for John and his family. You could see the emotion on him. And that's John's usually, pretty laid back type of person. He doesn't show a lot of emotion, but you could tell it was exciting. And you could tell that him and Governor Wolf are going to work very, very well together. Governor Wolf had extremely successful first term, obviously got reelected by a big, big amount. The voters really gave him a mandate for his vision for the next 4 years. And we've seen jobs and growth and, the great partnership we've had with the Wolf administration. I only see that getting stronger now that John Fetterman, who's from Western Pennsylvania, the mayor of Braddock, and also understanding how towns like Braddock are still struggling. It's not, we see a lot of this vibrancy in jobs that we see in Pittsburgh and some of the other communities, but some of the old industrial towns, the old factory towns that have a lot of blight and a lot of suffering, still need some help. And I think John, knowing what goes on in those type of towns, will be able to bring that to the Wolf administration and the folks that are working there.
Yeah, it certainly won't hurt to have some Western Pennsylvania influence right there. So good for John Fetterman, and appreciate you coming on, Rich, and talk about Bayer. Thank you.
All right, Larry, take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.